the vision, there is two stories Baba used to talk about in Murli. One is saint in mythology. He used to worship Shiva, Shivalingam. So in temples, they decorate eyes on the Shivalingam. Three lines, two eyes and dot. So he used to worship. And one day he saw from one eye. So Shiva is testing that worshipper, how much he has faith and pure feelings, bhavana. So Shiva is testing. So one day he noticed from one eye the blood is dropping. So the worshipper thought Shiva got some infection or something, so I can give my eye to Shiva. So he removed that eye from Shivalingam and he took out his eye and placed it there, and the blood stopped. After a couple of days, from other eye, the blood drop started. So he thought, okay, no problem, I can give my one more eye to Shiva. So like today's Murli, we surrender, we sacrifice ourselves on Shiva. So that symbolic way in bhakti, they do sacrifice on Shivalingam. So like that, he thought, I will give my other eye also. So if I remove my other eye, how can I find to place that? So he keep his leg on that eye to find the place when he remove his eye and place to that. And he removed his eye and placed it, and Shiva become pleased by him and his worship and his trust and bhavana, and he appeared and give blessings to him. So like that story comes. In other Surdas, Baba remembers in Murli, so if eyes is there, then only I can see and disturbed by external things, so remove these eyes. So he removed his eyes to just be in one Shiva's remembrance. So like that Baba remember in Murli. So it is not matter to remove your eyes, but change our vision. And I don't know, I think in foreign countries also they hang black eye to remove the bad visions. They wear some bracelets and they hang in feng shui. They hang some crystal things and some things to take out the bad eye. But in India it is very common. Whenever someone see the baby, if they feel, oh, the baby is very beautiful and very like innocent and the feelings, so immediately baby got that impression, bad impression. So they used to do mantra or something like that. They took masks to show the priest and take out. So you can notice in so many vehicles they hang lemon and chilies, and in so many buildings they hang demon's face to remove the bad vision. So like that in world there is mythology stories about vision or eyes. So here Baba, in research they say if in open eye meditation you are concentrating in something, so you can easily go into inwards journey, because I am seeing but not seeing. So that is more concentration and focused. And then people think that why they close eyes in meditation because they can see things, they will disturb, they are attracted. The other thing, visualizations. So in Brahma Kumaris meditation only, we do visualization. Imagination is different. Visualization is different. Imagination, you can imagine anything. I am floating in the air, or lemon is red color, lemon is sweet, or so many things. In middle of the ocean, there is a building. You can imagine anything. But visualization is based on some knowledge. Like some people, interior decorator, they visualize on the basis of structure, building, their interest. So like that. And model maker, steel engineer, architect, they all visualize basis of their money and their interest, building structure and building posture. So like that, we also visualize on the basis of Murli, what Baba teaches, how the subtle region is, where the soul world is, how the souls resides in soul world, how subtle region Baba is there, complete form, angelic form. Sometimes Baba explains our angelic dress is there, it is ready, we need to become ready to wear it. And sometimes Baba explains how the dress is shiny and light form, double light, one is lightweight and one is light, energetic body. So on the basis of that, we visualize. And in world also they talk about third eye. Baba also says third eye is soul, third eye is knowledge. So when this opens, this eyes, even it is closed or it is open, it merges in that. Sometimes if we listen to some stories, we go back to that time. We are here by listening that memories, we go back our childhood days or school days or college days. That time we are not here. We are consciously in those days of experience and we don't see whatever happening in front of us. So you experience it like that, somebody is sharing stories and we already there, we are not here. After some time they will shake, where are you? So again we come to consciousness. So this is in research they say transcendental traveling, conscious traveling. Like Baba also say, like giving Sakash, how this technology, the phones, can connect you lively through video calls or normal calls. You can see the people, you can talk same time. So like that, our thoughts, our visions, our messages can transfer through thought power to any soul. So that is like Sakash. Sometimes we remember someone, he appears in front of you. We say, just 1 minute before I thought of you, you here. So unknowingly, maybe I am going somewhere else, I pulled by this side, maybe the reason may be different, but we met. That is the wavelength. So each and sound, each and light waves have their own frequency. If we tune that frequency, we can match. like Dadi Janki had a session with Uri Geller. They tested the wavelengths and said that. So like that, in world, the drishti concept is very less. But in mythology, they say through thought, Brahma created this world. And a couple of years before, I also, sometimes I close my eyes in meditation. We are sitting in meditation, we are doing, when we get deep experiences or deep churnings, that time we close automatically, the eyes become closed. But in one Murli Baba said, if Baba standing in front of you, he is the one, through his drishti, he makes pure to children. If children is closed their eyes, how can I do it? So when I listen that line, every time if my eyes is closing, the point will remind me, no, Baba is in front of me. If I close my eyes, then how can he work on me? So that way Dadi Janki used to say, allow yourselves to Baba. He can do magical things through you or to you. So I need to allow myself. If like some children are moving, how can the mother or father make their hair? How can they put powder or lotion on their face? In India, they always hit their head. Sit straight, don't shake your head. So like that, Baba also feeling, if I am shaking and moving and here and there, Baba also thinks, sit straight, don't shake here, I am working on you. Like you can notice somewhere, the goldsmiths, how they do very minute work in gold, and the diamond cutters, they have magnifying glass and see and cut the shapes. So if Baba want to do work on me, he want to cut off my some sanskars or something, so I need to allow myself. So drishti, vision again. The open eye meditation is very important. In science, they say, the most powerful instrument in this body is eyes to spread our vibrations. From childhood, we can know why my mother or father looking like me. The baby can understand they are looking with love or with anger, or he want to or she want to say something, I done something wrong. Even we also see, if somebody is serving us, they put some more, we will see. So the expression of eyes is more powerful than words. So transmitting our energy, our vibrations, is more easier and automatically. That way they say, mind is the index of face is the index of mind. So whatever I think, the face create expression. If you want or don't want, it's automatic. So like that, the eyes, vision. That way we always convey our gratitudes, our love through drishti. Whenever after becoming Brahmins, we most do work through eyes. And like in worldly, they talk about love in first sight. So in Brahmin family also, if sometimes we are seeing first time together each other, but we feel still we met so many times, we are familiar with, because one family. We are from golden age up to confluence age. We all Brahmins connected with one together with some reason or some place or some family we are connected. And the other thing I always notice that like internet, the world is connected, right? In the same way, through our vibrations, our fruit of karma is connected all souls. You agree? We are all connected. How? Of course, our minds, whatever I think, whatever I do, it is connected with everyone. Because if I am leaving this body, I am taking birth in someone's family, my friends, my mother, father, my sisters, whoever relationships, teacher, school, school friends, everyone is connected. I am creating that as my karma. So that is also one, maybe you can say, mind net or karmic accounts net. I am creating place for next birth. So they are all connected. So like that, the vision. So there is 2-3 types of vision. Like, what is your vision for future? What is your vision for yourself? How is your vision? You can see clearly or blurry? You want opticals or something like that? So if my vision for myself is clear, self? No? So I always think, how Baba see me? I see myself like that. It may be we have so many weaknesses, our ways, negative in myself. It's okay. Still, my complete form is there. As my capacity, I achieve my complete form. So God is looking that form. So why I can't see that? Then the guilt, fear, repentance will go away, tension. It's fine, I am working out on myself, doing efforts. But still, how Baba see me? Like that, I can see myself. So the vision. So vision for future. What I want to become. Trust on His plan, Baba's plan. He has plan for me. I always remember, in olden days, Dadi Janaki used to, very sick in those days. So Dadi used to say, Baba, through this body I can't do anything. If I can leave this body and take new birth, I can do more seva to you, or more seva to Yajna. And Baba said, no, your fortune is in my hands. Why you are worrying? From that day, Dadi never thought about what she is doing. Just she always keep herself available for Baba. are two words, available and flexible. I am available, but I can't do this service. I can't do with this sister. I can't do with this system. No. Whatever it is. Like that, Baba also flexible. How we are, we know. Still, he is doing his work through us. So how flexible he is. So like that, keep myself available and flexible. So my vision for others, Baba always says in Murli, like, no matter, one soul has 99% defects, negativity. Still, 1% he has positive. That is, he recognized Baba. So I can see that 1%. So Dadi Prakashmani asked Baba in Om Shanti Bhavan, some brothers don't do any seva and they want all salvations, facilities, but they don't want to do seva, what to do with them? And Baba smiled and said, don't worry, they are workers for golden age. They are preparing themselves for golden age. That used to say, at least they are pure. They are not doing any service. At least they are staying pure. So, my vision, seeing a positiveness. So how Baba created, how Baba sees children, like no matter 99% they have negativity, still 1% is positive, that recognize Baba. I can keep that in my vision. It's okay. So my vision, the vibrations put impact on that soul. Empower that soul to improve more from that 1%. Like that, we think sometimes there is no appreciation, there is no recognition, whatever I do, I am doing so much. Still they don't recognize me, they don't appreciate me. So how Baba recognizing me? So if I see through my vision any one quality also, through vibrations, I am appreciating that soul, recognizing that soul. And it creates atmosphere also. Maybe you all also have experienced, some people come to you, if I see you, I am very much peaceful, I become peaceful. If I sit to next to you, I am very happy, I am very comfort. Even though we don't talk anything, why? Because of my vision, because of my vibrations, the soul feels that. That's why we, in our meditation, we keep open eyes to spread and to absorb. So when our visualization starts, that time all organs merge in that experience. That's why Baba does exercises. Day before yesterday also Baba said, within a second, set yourself in a soul world. Even though I am seeing, but I am not seeing, my third eye is in soul world. I am describing that, visualizing that, and experiencing that. So that 1 second's experience make the brain reset up. That way in science they say, even though couple of times, if you give 1 minute to yourself to be quiet, in that one minute, brain reprograms. Whatever I am thinking and seeing, my thoughts, my thought pattern, the speed of thoughts, everything will change. So that's why we in Spark we did research on 1 minute meditation, how it works. So Baba is clever to clever, right? So he gives methods in simple words. It changes our brain patterns and our attitude patterns also. So again, coming back to vision, wherever I see, how I am seeing, what is the first thought when I see someone, it changes the vibrations. That way Baba says easily, whatever it comes, what we need to say? Any problems comes to you, what we need to say? Okay, no problem. Couple of months before, Navek Munli Baba said, you always say, no problem. In that moment, when you say no problem, that words create path in your brain to solve the problem. Whatever happens, you say, okay, no problem, just do what you want to do. It gives the passage in middle of everything. It gives hope to self and others also. It gives empowerment also. If somebody spills something, it's okay, no problem, don't worry about it. Just one word, they feel very happy, they feel comfortable. No tension, no worries. And they learn fast. And they keep more attention next time. If we scold them, the atmosphere become heavy. By scolding them, by blaming them, the thing won't come back, right? Whatever it's gone, gone, spoiled, it's fine. Once in a peace village, in kitchen, they kept salt and sugar both in the same place. And in foreign countries, salt and sugar looks like same granules. There is no change of size. In India, sugar is big granules. So instead of salt, she is putting sugar in that savory. And its quantity is lot. So still she can't feel that sourness or chili or something. And she adding and adding and adding. After some time, she started to feel the sweetness. And then she recognized, oh, instead of salt, I am putting sugar. So the quantity is lot. So what to do? She is making boga, something like that. And I was next to her and making something else. And then she said, this thing happened. Okay, don't worry, leave it. Make little amount for Bhog at least. And she instantly left it, and afterwards, whole bowl of that big amount. After that, I said, okay, mix wheat flour and make chapatis. Metepla. It's sweet and sour. It's fine. So people enjoyed it. So the moment we say no problem, something, my mind creates some plans, gives some techniques to use it or make it worthwhile way. So what is my vision? That why Baba says, whatever happens, be positive, see positive, think positive. If this habit, if I make, I will always cheerful. Because no tension, no worries, no blaming. The atmosphere is light. So this all depends on my vision, what I am seeing. Maybe we see so many times people are doing wrong things, wrong attitudes, using wrong words. If that picture is in my mind, oh, he is also do this thing, he gives so many big classes and he is doing this, it doesn't matter, nothing lost for me. That is his own attitude. Why I want to bother? He connected with Baba. Nothing is going from my pocket. Nothing lost for me. Baba's money, Baba's yagya, Baba's plan, he is taking care of him. Why I want to worry? And I change my vision. Whenever I see something wrong, immediately I will remind myself, if I am in that situation, I don't want to do like that. So this works like the good painters, artists, they put their name on that painting, right? So like that, if I see something wrong, I put note on that vision, that picture. In that situation, if I am in that situation, I don't want to do that. I don't want to behave like that. I don't want to react like that. So if sometime, if I am in that same position, it reminds me. So from that negativity, I am taking good thing to remind myself, I don't want to do that. So sometimes, I always say, people come here from different places, different countries. They see Madhuban Nivasis or Gyan Saro Nivasis. They are not doing traffic control. They are chatting here and there. And sometimes we also don't do traffic controls. We also skip. They are also doing, I can also move. So that is the loss for myself. Like Baba always says in Murli, who resident of side of Ganges, he don't have that much importance for that. Because every day he sees that, he bathe in that, he wash in that, he does everything in that. But for worshipper, from the soul comes from distance, he has lot of bhavana. He carry that water for whole year. So like that, you all come here. This is also one type of Maya. it distract you. So if I don't do, I am not respecting my time, my money, my energy. So how much struggle you do whole year to come here for flight tickets, fly for holiday, from job, so many things. And when you come here, you don't use it worthwhile way, then you, first of all, you got loss. You don't gain energy. It's okay, you feel happy, you feel peaceful here, but you won't get power. If I am sitting, yeah. Yes, you get power, but you can't recognize it. That's why Baba says, no, you churn, you think, but you don't become an embodiment of that. So it stays here itself. Because my vision, seeing others, what they are doing, so this is also distraction. Like if I am joining the college, after starting 6 months, if I am joining late to the college, so who joined the first, from the first, they are doing their homework, their research or their projects, their lessons. But I am joined late and I make up that 6 months lessons. If I distracted, oh, they are all watching movies, they playing games, they are doing concerts, they are doing picnics. If I also do that, then I can't make up the 6 months lessons. So I need to check myself how I am using my time, how I am using my vision for self and for others. So this type of visions put impact on my meditation. That's why Baba always says in Murli, don't watch movies, don't read novels. Even Dadi Janki used to say, I never watch news. Why I want to watch news? Whatever essential people give that information, it's enough for me. So the visuals, whatever I see, it puts impact on my meditation. So take one example. At present moment, war is going on with Iran, Israel, US and something. So what do? You heard the news, you seen the news. So what do? Upsetting. What is our responsibility? Yes. Baba always says, whenever you hear something, earthquakes, some hurricanes, some war, instantly you need to give sakash. If instantly I get thought to remember Baba, sit with Baba and spread some vibrations, that is right method to listen and see. If I investigate that, why this country is doing that, why Trump is doing this, why these people are spoiling, then I caught up in worldly things. I am not using my time, my energy in worthwhile way. I always give example, fire brigades. If fire accident happens, fire brigade comes, he try to off the fire and they will go back. They never investigate who did this wrong thing. You don't have sense of humor, something you don't have common. They never ever says. They rush to that incident place, they do, they put water, whatever they want to do, they off the fire and go back. They save their lives, they save the property as much as possible and they go. In the same way, we are all spiritual fire brigades, right? If I see something, what is my vision? If I see someone is shouting, it's okay. The soul is become trapped by Maya. Give some vibrations. Instead of that, 20 years in Gyan, he just give class this morning. He make us experience, wonderful experience in yoga. And he is shouting now. My dharana also gone. And I put bad impact on that soul. Instead of empowering, I am pushing down. So how, that's why Baba says, no, in today's Murli, if you done something wrong, 100% punishment more. Why these subtle things happens? Like share market. If you can't calculate, analyze, and you are investing money, you lose it. Within a seconds. In the same way, you calculate accurately, analyze accurately, within a seconds you gain multi-millions. So, wherever we are, what is my vision? In the same way, even though you are working in office, what is your vision towards your colleagues, towards to your boss, how you see them? In the same way, they also get feelings through us. It's okay, the boss is putting more pressure, or doing wrong things, shouting on me, so many things, because they also have their own pressures and targets. Then the atmosphere changed them. That's why Brother Eric, so many people who works, they share their experience, how the office people are. See the BKs who practice meditation. Even they forget sometimes to do 1 minute meditation. People will remain, now 10 o'clock, he will start meditation now, doing meditation. He will put music, he will become silent. Maybe in commenting way or taunting way, still they remind us. So my vision for us, towards to others. The same way, whenever we meet Brahmin family or center Nivasis, each other, we easily know about each other because we are staying together. We know plus and minus points. So we create one box for them. He is like this. And we don't, unknowingly, we don't come out from that box. Whenever we see someone, okay, he is like this. We put in that box. Our vision creates a picture for others. Yeah. You know, when you grow a plant in a pot, maybe 10 years, it grows only a little bit. In the same plant, before 10 years, you planted in a garden, it grows more. Yeah. But after 10 years, you remove that pot, put the same plant in the garden, within a couple of years, it matches together. It grows faster to same level up which plant already was in garden. Yeah. Let them live in box, no matter, but our good wishes do magics when they break their own box. So that is plus point for them. The plus point for me, I always become positive. I don't have waste in my mind. So that way, becoming equal to Brahma means it is not seeing someone's waste or negative. But Baba always sees us in complete form. He always sees us like king, prince, princess. He always sees us angels. He always sees us instruments of establishing new world. It doesn't matter how much big instrument I am, or how much small instrument I am, it always have the same value, same importance. That way Baba says in Murli, in big machine, if small screw is loose, still it is a very tiny screw, but it puts impact on that big machine. It makes noise. The other screws also becoming loose because this small screws vibrations. So like that Baba have a vision for us. And whenever we take drishti or give drishti, we always see or create thoughts how Baba selected them. How precious diamond, a valuable soul for Baba. That way Baba always says in Murli, if the rosary is there and one bead is broken, the whole rosary become worthless. They can't sell it. Maybe they can ask for half price. So like that in Brahmin's rosary, there is no Brahmin's rosary. Baba tried a lot, but still he can't make it. But in our family, if one bead, we try to break it, then we also become worthless. That's why Baba says, if you see anyone's weakness, think that is my weakness. Then we feel more good wishes for that soul. So that good wishes empowers them to come out from that box or negativity. And sometimes the test is for myself, how much strong or how much positive I am still by seeing the more negativity or more waste things. So that's why I kept always myself like the supreme director given a script for others. It doesn't matter. So I need to follow my script. If in the concert, if somebody forget their lines, the other one make up it, right? Or instantly do something, so then they cover the patch. Instead of that, if I am showing that patch, you forget. Whole drama will become failure. Whole concept will become failure. So in the same way, I need to patch up that. It's okay. So if someone is doing wrong, I think, okay, the supreme director given the script like that. I need to follow my lines. Then we will cooperate with each other and go together. That way Baba yesterday said, still Brahma Baba waiting for us in subtle region to open the gates of liberation, soul world. So we are establishing a kingdom. King alone can't do anything. So everyone is needed. That's why Baba's drama's point is very magical point to come over from all the waste and negative points. Nowadays, maybe you find so many things which is unnecessary in that. So that is also test for you. From little time, in little time, how can you take more? So that why in those days they have different shops for different things. Cloth shop is different. Or you can say only one doctor for everything. In my childhood, even I got tooth pain or eye pain or any pain, one doctor, family doctor, we go there. He give medicine and finish. But nowadays, specialists. Eye surgeon can't do heart thing, heart surgeon can't do ortho one can't do physiology. So like that specialist, you need to go to everyone. In shopping malls, I want to purchase oil. If I go to shop, think whatever we do. There is so many offers, so many things we see. Unwantedly we purchase so many things. Because attraction. Special price, offer, buy one get one. So many things. In here also, if I want to do yoga, I want to do experience with Baba, there is so many distractions. So I need to check what I want, why I am here. So set yourself in soul world. See how much near you can set yourself to Baba. Thank you. You know, in Texas, somewhere in US, they done mass hypnotism a couple of years before. Dr. Hansaraval used to share this experience in some classes. So they done 500 people mass hypnotism. They say, "Who are you?" They asked questions. They said, "We are not this body, we are energy." So they asked, "Where you came from?" So they answered, "Not from this world, from up above somewhere, it's soul world or supreme about something like that." And they asked them, "Who are all there in that world?" They said, "All are lights." "So who are deciding?" So they said, "There is one big light, supreme light or something like that." "So where are you staying all?" "So some near, some far." They asked, "Who decide the place to near that big light or far that big light?" So that they replied, "Who have how much love to that big light, that much near or far," they said themselves. So that's why Baba always asks, "How much love you have for Baba?" Is Baba having more love for children, or children having more love for Baba? So like that, how much love or feeling I have for Baba, so I am very closer to Baba or near to Baba. Om Shanti.